Hey y'all, Treasury here with Picture Me Living, and I'm here with a returning guest, Dex.
I wore this shirt for you, actually. Did you notice?
No more rule. I don't know father name.
I know. That's why I wore this shirt for you. So we have a new guest, Juju. I just noticed the shades.
You feel me?
Introduce yourself.
It be high as hell in the streets, man. These shades keep you from looking as high as you may be. So therefore, here I am, and I'm happy to be where I am with my sister, Chiggy, Chiggy.
Thank you for doing this. It's been a long time coming. And my own girl was supposed to be here. Maybe next time we'll do like a
battle. Call her out. What's her name?
Jackie.
Wherever you at, Jackie.
Where out there, Jackie?
I can handle you.
Where out there?
Exactly. I can handle y'all.
So get it together, ready. Jackie. I'm better ready friends. To get
to it. You can handle us? Pause.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a positive. She said.
No,
she can't handle us.
I have a fantasy.
It's a tall task. It's not a pause.
I have a fantasy to prove two men wrong at the same time.
May God be with you.
You didn't think that was going to be my fantasy. So why are you the sauce guy?
I'm not a sauce guy at all.
Junior was definitely the sauce guy. Freshest nigga alive.
Nah.
Every day that ends in Y.
Are y'all besties?
I think that's my best friend, yeah.
Hands down.
I don't say besties.
Besties.
You try to put it on there.
Besties, wow.
You try to get us. Got your journalism over here. Yeah, that's my best friend, goddammit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my bestie.
Yeah, that's my bestie, Nick.
I think right. It's so cute. And you know what? I love how you introduce Juju every time he walks into the gym.
Every single time.
Every single time. All right, so we're just going to get right to it.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about some red flags, but I'm also going to ask y'all some questions that women want to know.
Okay. Mm.
First and foremost, are you single? So I won't get you in trouble.
I'm not single at all. So, not a hair on my body is single.
So are you looking? Because I'm going to put your Instagram...
No, I am not single. I am not looking. You don't need to look for me. I am happily in a relationship. You know what I mean? I love you, baby.
That was clear as mud. Okay.
I'm currently Mr. Off the Market.
Okay.
You did. And she don't
say that. You're
searching. Come on, man. Everybody out here looking. Searching, taste and see, man.
So you free to talk about anything, both of y'all?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about all the things.
Okay. Red flag. Taking too long to text. What do y'all think about that? Taking too long to text back.
I mean, it's according to the job description of this young lady or this young man. Now, if you work in the gym like my dog, my boy might not look at his phone a whole hour at a time. So can't be mad at a trainer not texting you back instantly. But if you work from home or your schedule is pretty predictable and you're not texting back in that time, it's a pet peeve of mine. You don't text me back, I hate you forever. If you don't text me back in like 10 minutes when I needed it, I just figure, oh yeah, you want me to die, so I'm just staying on you forever.
So do you give your friends, platonic friends, and your female friends the same grace?
Yep, same grace.
Okay. It's
equality.
I think it's circumstantial. I think I need to know what your livelihood and what your days are like Juice said, like what your occupation. Like if I know you at home not doing shit, then I would say, like, I'm going to need that text back while you're around there acting fake busy.
Right.
If you're on the phone for work and things of that sort.
Yeah.
I like to give grace and just assume that you're busy. But no response at all, not acceptable.
Yeah.
I think that's the same way women feel. So we all on the same page with that.
Yeah, if you don't respond to a text message, you are a fucking wild person. Like you a maniac, bro. Like, who the fuck don't answer at all?
No. Ignoring a text make you a shit person.
Right.
Yeah, I think
it really
so.
Does. You a shit person.
Right.
Wow, I'm shocked that men are saying that. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
No, you shocked.
Are y'all saying that because that's what we want to hear? Right?
I don't give a damn what nobody's
saying. I promise that ain't
right. I'm shocked right now. I just knew y'all was going to be like, I'm busy. That's why I ain't texting that.
Now, people can miss text.
Okay.
Is it likely? No.
Right. Everybody got their phone in their hand.
Come on, man. Their phone in your hand.
Right.
I'd rather you just text me back, fuck you right now.
You at least gonna do something within the next shift of the day. Like, okay, if I ain't get back to you there when you text me this morning, by the time evening come, I'm gonna be done checked my phone, went on a lunch break or something.
Or just let me get that. Damn, bro, my bad.
Right.
I saw your tick. I forgot to hit send.
That's on me.
Which is usually a lie.
Right.
But I appreciate the courtesy.
Right. Keep it real in 2024, man. Just say, hey, bro, my bad. I didn't text you back. That's on me.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah,
leave it at that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and then go with the text.
All right. The next one is a sensitive topic for me, but it's a travel podcast. Uh-oh. So we're going to dive into it because I'm a victim of this. Women that have too many travel pictures on their Instagram profile, they say that's a red flag.
I think it's nice you get flued out.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Now, listen, if you go on a trip, I don't care who paid for it personally, me.
Is that an assumption?
No, I'm glad you got to go somewhere.
Look, I think if you got shit... If you like traveling, shit, travel. I don't think nothing wrong with that. If every picture in your profile is you somewhere traveling, that means, okay, cool. She likes to travel. Right? So you giving out that energy. So if you don't like to travel, don't come to my page. You know what I mean? It's my page.
I like that answer.
You feel
me? I couldn't have said that any better. But people look at that as, oh, she getting fooled out. She doing too much. She fucking every city she got.
Nah. Rapper be in the studio posing, you be with your partners, you post that. I go, hey, I'm not going to post, I'm in the most beautiful, clear water I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm not going to post that.
And if you get flown out and I'm not flying you out, what's my grade?
You feel me? Hey, that's what it is.
Hey, that's what it is. You got to hit shit with the flued out crew or just flying around.
Mm-hmm.
You really had an issue because you couldn't supplement that person's life.
Bam.
Taking the words out of my mouth. If I said that, then I ain't shit. So I appreciate y'all coming up there. We didn't practice that. We went over a few things, but we did not practice that.
Feel free to take a trip. It don't involve me any day.
We talked about that. You don't like travel.
Not interested.
And that was on a red flag from a woman. She submitted that men that don't travel is a red flag for her because, like you guys just said, men come to her jealous, like, oh, you traveling too much. Yeah. And so many men have approached her like that, that if she don't see no travel pictures on your profile, she not finna fuck with you.
What kind of nigga say that, though? You travel too much. I don't know how you travel. That's lame, bro. If you say a girl travel too much, you need to look yourself in the mirror in 2024 and be like, just ask yourself, am I worthy of a girlfriend? Like, am I worthy?
Am I a fuck nigga?
Am I a fuck nigga? Like, if I can't take the fact this lady is living her life, Ben's life.
You've gone too many places. That's an issue.
Marshall, wait a minute.
Right,
look yourself in the mirror. Am I a fuck nigga?
Right. Everybody at home. Look at your neighbor. Ask me, neighbor. Am I a fuck nigga?
So off topic, do y'all hold each other accountable? Do men hold each other accountable?
Hands down.
Really?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. Listen. With my worst decisions.
Okay.
My closest friends tell me, man, that's a terrible, terrible choice. And with some of the things that I think are my best decisions that they may deem bad decisions, those are also verbalized. Also, my friend Juju Gotti had shoes with white soles.
Okay.
And no day would pass.
Yeah.
In which I wear a shoe that even, and his opinion matters to me only because that's literally my brother. And I know 7 out of 10 days that shoe got a white sole. Jules is the
sauce guy.
The sauce guy is openly and ready to shit on those shoes.
Okay.
Like, that is neither here nor there when it comes to holding somebody accountable. I am not holding accountable for white soles in a shoe. She talking about
real life.
Right. We hold each other. I feel like we got a good friendship to where ain't no necessary fuck shit been done ever. Okay. Like, we talk about everything. We communicate. We ask questions. If it's something I don't know about it, he know about it, I ask him, and vice versa. You try different business venture ideas out. harebrained scheme. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, for sure.
Other than that, if I will say it's been times in life where I will come to him for just guidance. Like I use the gym for mental health space as well as just to go and work out. And so sometimes I go in that bitch more ready to talk than actually exercise. And he always was a great friend. And he, like whenever I had like rough moments, like downtime where I didn't even believe in myself no more.
Right.
My rap may not have been going as well as I wanted it to go at the time. Friendships had fell off. My job security wasn't there. I come and talk to him about it during the gym, in the gym.
You call him the hood philosopher.
Right. And he'll give me the real advice. It wasn't no just because he my friend, he's going to say, everything going to be all right. He held me accountable. Like, nah, bro, don't look at it this way. It'll be niggas come in the gym. I'm like, you see that nigga right there? I'll take his motherfucking head off. Fuck that nigga. He'll be like, nah, bro, you got to look at it this way. That man got a wife, kids, this.
You talk people in fights.
Well, no.
Ooh, never.
No. Okay. Let me get this very clear. Dexter has saved at least seven lives on that are walking on this earth right now. If they have frequented the gym, Dex has saved our seven lives. Not because they deserve some crazy shit. I was in such a bad mind state at one time. He talked me out of a lot of fuck shit that I was just trying to affirm to myself for no reason. Nobody wasn't telling me this shit. These folks wasn't doing nothing to me. But I actually came with that energy, and so he held me accountable.
I've never known it.
I do want to piggyback and correct one thing, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, for myself and for my friends, people that surround me, like, I never advise anybody to do anything.
Okay.
I offer perspective.
Yeah.
Right.
I never give you instructions. And I don't ask people for instructions just because whatever recommendations that I may have for you, whether they're best suiting for that situation or not, whatever ramifications or consequences come from you fulfilling that action,
right,
are yours alone.
Okay.
So I don't advise people. I've had people ask me in the past, like, you know, well, you need advice for this. I said, I don't need advice from anyone. So I offer perspective and ask for perspective.
Okay.
In order to circumvent the thoughts or emotions that I may be having at the moment.
Okay. Right.
That makes sense.
Perspective. So I've never advised my brother to do anything.
Right.
I've given my perspective.
Right.
And let him do with that what he may.
Right. Yeah. And I be trying to advise his ass to look at it this way though. But nah, I try to dab him off. That nigga didn't give me dab. Bro, come on, man. Just come talk.
That nigga got four kids.
That nigga was
his wife's kind of a
bitch. Perspective.
There's no telling what is on his plate.
Yeah.
I'm like, nah, that's a seventh time nigga did this on fuck shit.
Hey, my boy, keep it counting.
I would have never known that in the gym, but I go there for mental health purposes also. Maybe not to have a conversation with Dex, but he'll ask you, how's your day? He going to give you these weights. They're going to be heavy regardless of what you got going on. But he knows when you're having a bad day, he'll ask again. Like,
you I know you fucked up when you walk in.
Yeah.
If you fucked up. I always say the same thing. And it's always for real, for real. This is what Dex will say. I know something's wrong with someone because every day I come in here, I'm the exact same.
Every day.
The only thing that change are the elements, which is the people coming in. If it's somebody coming in with a different... He can pick it up instantly. You know what I mean? Because the energy. Because you got to talk to him. You ain't coming in here not to talk to him. You still got to. Mad or not. So.
Yeah.
That's my super. Give me a cape. Give me a goddamn cape. You hear me?
Goddamn cognac cape.
Bourbon.
Bourbon cape.
Yeah, you hear a bourbon cape.
We just discussed that. He drinks the bourbon straight, and he says he sips it.
But only bourbon and whiskey. I quit. Stop drinking the nigga juice.
What's that?
Hennessy.
I'm scared to ask.
It's not delightful.
Yeah.
It's not an enjoyable beverage.
It's not.
Damn.
Like black people.
Most of us have moved on, though, Dad.
No. Hennessy. Stay away from it. Don't just move on.
Stay away from it.
Stay away from it.
So what did you recommend?
That's his opinion. And I love my brother, but that's his opinion. I was making sure all sponsors and everybody listening to this, his opinion.
I would take a Hennessy sponsor.
Actively looking for any burger or whiskey sponsorship.
Hennessy wants to sponsor me. That's what's in my cup right now. Whoever wants to sponsor me. But you want to...
if anyone knows any brand ambassadors for bourbon or whiskey, I'm actively seeking an opportunity for Bullet Buffalo Trace, Monkey Shoulder, Yellow Bourbon and Whiskey, Jack Daniels, to create some kind of link between fitness and the spirits.
Lord Jesus.
You do put the link between that, because every now and then I'll go to the gym to work out and then shots at the gym. If it's your birthday,
if it's a Thursday or a Friday, because Friday I don't go to work till 9 o'clock.
Every day, because right. It's always somebody's birthday.
I will buy a bottle of liquor after a successful week of intense weight training.
And share it.
And offer the spirits.
All right, so the next red flag. This is my pet peeve. Arguing within the first week or two of dating.
Yeah, I don't argue. That's just over with. Arguing over with. If you got a need to argue with me, I'm the wrong person, because I smoke too much marijuana to be up and down all day. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And I ain't even like that. I don't even want to be right most times. I don't even go in situations with the intentions of being right. I go in situations trying to understand what should I have done. Or like tell me what to do. Like, I feel like that's what's wrong with a lot of shit. We be in friendships expecting niggas to know how to be your friend. And they fuck up and they be mad at them and stop being their friend. But nah, they fuck up and say, hey, bro, this is how to be my friend. Not that right there. If you show them and teach them, that's what make the world go around. You
Grace.
Think? You did.
Grace.
I think with the arguing, a lot of time my question is, what is it that we're trying to accomplish?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, if your objective is to communicate that you've been hurt or that something doesn't feel good to you, that's one thing. But you have to have a next step.
Right. Right.
Right. So, like,
yeah, I like that.
You know, some people go into an issue or a disagreement or something that bothers them, looking to just dispel what it is that they felt. With no solution or objective in mind.
Right.
So, like, if we're having an argument and you don't have a plan for what to do about what it is that upset you.
Just, I'm mad, you wrong. And I just got to say.
I'm mad, you wrong. But you don't even know what fixes it.
Right.
So, really, we just eating up time.
Okay.
Right.
And I don't feel like emotions are an action. So, like, just establishing what you feel isn't really progressive.
Okay, we're going to have to tackle that statement a little bit later.
I mean, you know.
I think you can say how you feel, though, but...
But then what?
It's how you say it. And definitely in the first 2 weeks, though, that's the red flag. Like, how are we arguing in the first 2 weeks?
The first 2 weeks, first 2 years. Yeah. If there's an issue, it should be solution-driven.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Like, just saying, you pissed me off.
Yeah,
but having no idea of how to rectify the situation or remedy what it is that you feel is so basically just working ass backwards.
I'm upset and I'm looking for a solution. Is that a good way? Because sometimes people do have to say, I'm upset. They do have to get that off their chest.
I think you should say you're upset, but before you come to me and say, I'm upset, you should also know what will remedy that issue. Like, I'm upset about yada yada yada. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, if you blah blah blah, when I whoop de whoop,
okay,
this would help me avoid this situation moving forward or these feelings.
Okay, I like that,
because establishing I'm mad,
I would have to work on that personally, but
that between you and God,
yeah. But I'm definitely not bringing up any type of argument or entertaining an argument with the guy within the first 2 weeks.
First 2 weeks is wild, though.
No, I would like, approach with a disagreement.
Like, I really just met you. What the fuck are you upset
what
about?
What are we upset about?
And if you're upset in the first 2 weeks, you probably should move around. Like, this might not be a good fit.
Some people don't like to move around. I do get that. Some people don't like to move around. But if you feel like you have to disagree with me in the first 2 weeks, you should move on, not move around. Because maybe we aren't a good fit, like you just said. So
I hate to play devil's advocate, but it's a, in that first 2 weeks, there's some crazy shit happening in that first 2 weeks. Sometimes.
Because you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Yeah.
You're
right. Yeah.
Right, so like, every now and then, you're right. Like, hold on, wait. What was that?
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? So maybe.
If I have to ask that in the first 2 weeks, though, I'm going to go ahead and fall back. See you later.
Yeah.
And that's, I personally, I feel like that's why sex shouldn't be introduced that soon, too, because now you're giving something, whether you're a guy or a girl, you're giving them a piece of you, and you'd be like, okay, well, I got to see this argument through.
I said, burp.
That's shrimp.
No comment.
Okay, so that's the next one. We're going to skip to that. How soon, or how do y'all view women that have sex on the first night?
Give me that pussy when you're ready. Give it to me when you're ready. Because if you keep it from me, that doesn't mean we'll be together. And if you wait to give it to me,
he was so excited.
That does not mean that we'll be together. I think for any mature male, it'll take more than time constraints.
Mm-hmm.
For a man that you want or for the woman that you want, it'll take more than just, oh, well, I didn't fuck in the first 2 weeks. I didn't fuck the first night. I didn't fuck in the first 6 weeks to solidify that relationship. There's more to sex than relationship. It's just the icing.
A lot more.
Oh, my God. It's just the icing. Yeah. It's not the cake. Men, women, the sex part of it, it's not the cake.
What do you think, Jim?
I think whenever a woman is ready, that's whenever she should do it. I don't have any opinion on the timetables that women do things. I feel like it's different strokes for different folks, and if it makes you happy, I love it.
I don't think it should be a timetable either. Like the whole 3 months, 90 days, whatever people
That's crazy.
Are saying, I think that is crazy.
That's crazy.
But I think, once again, an argument was introduced to me from a guy within 2 weeks of knowing him. Had I had sex with him, I would have been thrown all the way off. You know what I mean? I think that people show you a representative immediately. Like when you call AT&T or T-Mobile, it's a representative, right? They got to be nice. They got to be nice to you. Just like when you meet a guy, he got to be nice to you. Like he working for something. So I need to see what's behind that representative. Are you going to pop up at my house unannounced? Are you going to pop up at the gym? Because obviously people know that's where I be at, right? Like I need to keep my space clear. And a lot of men have ownership over women.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm going to wait. I'm not fucking you on the first night.
Within the first week, you said it's a 2 week window, right?
Yeah.
Within the first week of meeting a woman, I like to tell her all the worst things about me.
I did not expect that.
I like to give her, like, especially if I'm genuinely interested.
The worst?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere I came from that has led me to where I currently stand.
All right.
Tell about my mishaps. I might not tell her what's going on right now.
Most men don't do that.
Okay. But I will tell you where I came from so that you can see how important it is, to me at least, of where I think I am.
98% of men aren't doing it. 98% of men are opening doors. What do you need? I'm going to get your hair done. I'm going to get your nails done. What your son want to eat for dinner? I'm going to Uber Eat y'all or something. Like,
you
most
men
are doing the most.
You got to let a duck be a duck.
What does that mean? I'm scared to ask.
If it flap like a duck and it quack like a duck, you let them ducks be ducks. Niggas come into your life to supplement everything he think you don't have or he thinks he can provide. That's him battling with his own insecurity and trying to solidify a position that he hasn't yet earned.
Right.
Like, what does your son like to eat? In the first 2 weeks, I hadn't even met this little nigga. and I'm worried about his favorite food.
I'm not going Throw me off. Listen, are you asking me about my son?
Come on, why listen. Are you in the media kids, nigga? I don't understand what's going on.
I wasn't going to say that, but that throws me off anytime a man asks me about my son. And I don't know you like that. I don't even know your last name yet. Do not ask me about
mine. You might not have children. Why are you asking about mine?
Yeah. I'm not going to. So that's a red flag, ladies. If you don't know him like that, why is he even offering things for
you? How much is your light bill? Nigga, it's not time for you to move in. Why are you worried about my light bill?
I don't know. I do want that light bill money. Oh.
You don't want the obligations that come with it.
You're right. I don't.
If he paid the bills, ladies, he wants the thrills. Hello?
Okay. You matching Rosé with the catchphrase.
If he paid them bills, he wants the thrills.
Okay. So I feel like if men expect sex so fast, they expect it from every woman that they meet. And at that point, I need to see your mind chart. Like, what's going on with your, like, if you would, women and men, like, what's going on?
I don't know if more men expect to have sex immediately or hope.
Hope.
And, okay, there we go. There's a,
it'll say that.
Yeah, there's a big difference. I think most people are full of hope.
Yeah.
I think there's a very
women
small,
hope they get their bills paid.
Yeah, and women and men hope they get some pussy. And I think there's a very small, very, very small fraction of men or women that hope, that I mean, that expect to get their bills paid and expect to get pussy, like, out the gate.
Okay, so the next few are questions for y'all. When do y'all start paying for things? Like, when is, let's just generalize it. Let's not personalize it, but when would you, Juju, start paying for things with the one you're dating?
What are things?
Amen. What are things?
So if we talking, right? We met at the club last night. And yeah. I'm like, I'm finna go get my nails done today.
I don't know. You ain't paying for it.
No, for sure. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Like, we met at the club last night. I finna go get my nails done. That was what you complimented on.
If you can't in the club and get your nails done, I ain't got nothing for you.
The private service not. Okay. Let me find, I'm call now.
Ma, let me know.
If I meet a girl in the club last night, and then the next day she expects me to get her nails done, or even kind of hints at it, or even has an inkling that I even kind of might prefer to do that for her, I would rather lose her number immediately, as I could put it.
As a mother of a son, I like that. I do like that answer, because I don't want my son to get taken advantage of either.
Right.
However, as a woman, I will bring that up. If I'm not, especially if you pursue me at the club, but I'm not going to stop talking to you. I'm just going to be like, if you say, what are you doing today? And I say, I'm going to get my nails done.
Yeah.
That's not a strike against you. Once again, I do take care of myself. A lot of women aren't thinking like that.
So if I say, never mind.
I
ain't going to get into it.
No, but
that shit ain't that man business though, bro. Like, you had that scheduled last Thursday. You booked that shit Wednesday.
Whether you met me or not, you needed your nails done.
I was going to get my nails
done. The cuticles needed to be regardless.
You needed your hair done before you met me. So, like, that's not my obligation. If I call you, like, trying to get my hair done, tell the guard about it, baby.
You right. I liked you because you had it done. I
ain't like how you had it when I seen it.
Right. Shit, my
that's
bad.
That's how I view it, too. Like, I already had it done. I'm going to get it done again. But that's what I was going to do. And a lot of men do say that. What are you doing today? Get my nails done.
He's just checking your schedule.
Yeah.
He's just checking your schedule, not offering you no money.
Right. But on top of that, too, though, what if a man is unfortunate? Like, what if it's a good man that just ain't got, what, how much nails cost?
$170
for nails? What if a man don't have just a frivolous $170 just that he got right now on him because he's taking care of business, but he did, however, meet a nice young lady last night that he wanted to compliment
her? That may change your life.
Right.
He change your nails.
He may have a startup idea that him and his nerd friends are in the basement working up right now, developing an app. But he's not liquid right now, but he know that he like you.
And this is why we're doing this podcast, because I do want this perspective. Once again, that's not a strike for me. is not a straight. I'm still going to go get my nails done. I'm not even finna text my homegirl, girl, this nigga ain't pay offer to pay. I'm not going to do that. Yeah. That's not
and if
my homegirls.
If you need me to pay for your nails, bitch, you need to get on YouTube and figure out how to do that shit yourself. If you need me to pay for your nails.
That's the part. It's like.
If you need me to pay for your nails,
and you
just should be looking for a man right now.
Right. You being the person that you met last night.
Ooh.
What
I'm
gonna
say
out now. No.
What were you doing out and you need?
That's the key.
Your nails done.
The key is if you need me being the person you met last night, that's not even 24 hours ago. If you need that person to pay for nails, like, what you out here doing, sis?
Okay.
Not you, okay. But if you out here.
No, I get it.
Like, just watch Friends on TV, like Seinfeld playing, get you some Uber Eats.
Netflix $10.99, $1.75. You should have been at home.
Hey, you gotta get flew out nowhere.
So
take it easy.
Well, the $1.70 was for my nails. I don't know the average person is.
However, I don't care what it costs.
But. I think that we can have a meeting ground. That's the whole point of this podcast. I think that you're okay with losing her number, and she's okay. We're losing your number. I
for
think,
sure.
And I don't even think the conversation needs to go any further.
No, never.
No, we ain't talking about how we lost it.
Right.
Just lose it and move on.
Just lose it.
And it's all good. You feel me? That's also normalize that. Normalize having a problem with something, but that don't be the end all be all of why this person now is a fuck nigga. And it's all
like, disagree.
Or that always nigga.
I agree.
No, y'all just had to agree to disagree.
I agree.
And y'all just moved on. Ain't no beef.
Yeah, last night you went out ducking, didn't you?
Right. Oh, shit. I thought she was something you were.
Oh, I thought you was a dub, but you not a dub.
Damn, bruh.
That's
oh, girl,
it is what it is.
You want some for Zaxxas? I'm
going to ask you right quick. I wish you the best in your breakfast. I hope you find the duck you was looking for.
You feel me? Come on, man. Keep it moving.
Wow. Okay. I'm enjoying this all the way. Probably more than I should. Because, you know what? I've worked with men for so long, and I hear the women complaining. And I see the podcast. They share it to me. I've gotten to the point where I've even told my close friends, don't share me no relationship podcast, please. Because I don't agree with a lot of this stuff.
Can I dive in?
Huh?
Can I dive in?
Yeah, go ahead.
I said, can I dive in?
Okay.
Head first, dive in. Let's go.
All right. Stop watching podcasts. Stop taking the opinions of people who are advising you to do things in a way that they have not been successful at. Stop taking relationship advice about your husband or your future man from people who don't have husbands or an active long-term man. Stop taking advice about money from people who haven't accumulated a level of stature or money that you aspire to reach.
I think you could take bits and pieces from people, but to...
If you can't do it for you, how can you instruct me to do it for me?
Yeah. And I think people are like pulling out their notepad, watching these shits and be like, oh, okay, he not supposed to take me to Cheesecake Factory because sis said that shit. Like, take me to Cheesecake Factory.
Your last 4 years, you've been paying for your own meals at whatever Dusty Hands restaurant you've been going to of your choice.
She been going to house on her own.
You've been going to house paying for yourself.
By
right?
herself. And a man.
But his man wants to take you to Cheesecake Factory. You got an issue. If Cheesecake Factory is an issue, baby, just get comfortable with eating alone. And sleeping alone and spending your time alone. You can't make the rules for things that you yourself can't provide. And we can't provide for ourselves a partner.
The hood philosopher.
I don't even know these type of people. And I don't even know these type of people.
You don't see this on your time?
I don't know women who get their nails done. I don't know none of these people that we talk about, kind of. So
I just assume the nails came done already.
Cartoon.
Yeah, I did.
Talk about.
That's when the nails came done.
I do have people in my life that say things like that. Like, you know, a guy approached them.
Yeah.
And they brought up the next day, like, hey, I got this going on. And the guy was like, oh, okay, well, what you doing later after that?
Who was doing your nails before I met you? Last night.
We'll hop on it. It's
all harping on the like, let's just move on wild. At that point. Like, let's just go our separate ways at that point. I agree with that. Let's just go our separate way at that point when we realize, you know what? We ain't on the same page.
I'm going to be drunk when I lay this bitch.
What's the reciprocating thing for women, though, for ladies? Like,
oh, my God. Listen.
You feel me?
Listen, I'm...
I pay paid for haircuts before.
No, no.
A haircut. Wait.
Now, look at the locks. Look at you hiding yours.
But my haircut. So what I'm saying is, so there are brothers out there who say, I met you last night. And then you be like, what you about to do? I'm finna go get a haircut. And they wait for you to take them.
I'm like, yeah. Okay, well.
You like, well, you know who you doing.
Bro, the ladies out there don't pay for no nigga haircut, bro, unless he ask you. Like, unless he be like, I need a haircut, baby.
If it's that nigga.
Nah, that's some shameful shit.
If it's not that nigga's birthday, you should not be. Like, you like, you know what, babe? I know you spent. Now, I know haircut price are astronomical these days. Shout out to the barbers. Right. You deserve every dollar you get. If it's not that nigga's birthday, you shouldn't be paying for his haircut. And I don't really think I should have to, unless I choose to, pay for a woman to get a hair done. Because, again, before I showed up, who was paying for your hair? And if there was a person that wasn't you, you should still be with that nigga.
Hey, why not be able to pay for your hair? Like, why not? Like,
I think it's a
why not keep your pay for hair guy on your team?
Not saying that. If you out there and you have a trouble keeping up with this stuff, it's not saying that you should be fortunate enough no matter what to do this shit. Nah, I'm saying, and simultaneously have an ego about dating, this don't those things don't match up. If you can't afford a haircut or some fingernails, you can't have an ego about how this person you
know. Nah, for sure.
You
know what I mean? For sure.
Hell yeah.
So, sum it up. Go your separate ways. As soon as you realize that ain't the person for you, just move on. You ain't got to talk about it. And the three of us feel like that's relationship shit. It shouldn't even be in dating.
It definitely should not. And I think a lot of folks be trying to play the game, but you really playing yourself.
Mm-hmm. So I got a question for y'all. What about the men that only talk in the car? They only talk to you on the phone in the car. What they doing?
Nothing about that.
I promise to God, like, I ain't even playing. I don't even know these type of people.
That's fine.
Like, maybe I've just been fortunate to find nice young ladies throughout my life that don't have these type of issues.
Yeah,
but I've never even heard of half of these things happening. I would, like, if you talk to me on the phone and I'm in the car every time you talk to me.
You're a courier.
Matter of fact, I ain't. It's my bad. I don't know who out there listening to, bro. I ain't finna hate on my dog listening to this, bro. Salute, bro. My bad, bro.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm about to be a truck driver. Yeah,
I'm about to be a truck driver. That's
no, all. No. Yeah. Y'all taking up for him.
I don't know nothing about this.
Bro. My bad, bro. I don't know what fucks you up.
All right, ladies. That said, everything we need to know.
Move yeah, on. Yeah.
How soon for pet names? So how soon should a woman be like, babe?
If a woman do that, that's cool. I feel like any nigga... Damn, bro. Yeah, we got me. Any nigga that say babe a lot, bro, that shit be funny to me. I'm not saying it's lame.
First 2-3 weeks.
It just be.
If you got a lot of business, everybody with babe. I said it.
Look,
I said it.
I hate
if you got a lot of business, everybody is babe.
I'm not going to. I talked to a guy before that had multiple women, and it was babe, 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 until he caught feelings, and then it was Trey. So that was like.
Bro, I don't even say my girl name. I feel like...
No, for sure.
Like, I just be like... I don't even say... I definitely...
Nah, you don't even place it.
Right.
You just gotta assume and ask it, confirm. And a nigga might still not even say it, but be like... Are you,
right.
Like a...
I'm like... No, you know, I'll be like, hey, girl, if I'm in the mall or some shit.
Okay.
If I'm in the mall, I'll be like, hey, girl.
The first 2 to 3 weeks is name only.
Nigga, my
whole
life is name only.
Okay.
Unless we get some cool ass nickname that came off the truck and then be like, I'm gonna call you that now.
An impromptu nickname is always solid though.
Right, that shit fire.
Like solid.
Solid.
No, solid.
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 Wait.
So like it could be like circumstantial.
Solid.
Right? It could be circumstantial. If something happened that day. Or a different occurrence. I got some commonality that may influence the nickname.
Okay.
But like the Bay
line,
it's pretty general.
Right, Bay line my hair, bro. Salute to all the Bays out there. But
shout out to all the Bay.
Bay line my hair.
Nah, I know a young
Bay like starving.
I know a young lady that calls multiple men Bay.
Yeah.
To the point where she even calls me Bay because. It's so much.
She calls multiple men Bale because she don't have one.
Yeah.
Okay. We ain't gonna do sis like that.
But
sometimes niggas just get used curse word too though. Like at the same time, like she probably said shit so much she don't even realize she called everybody that shit sometimes.
Yeah, that's what she said.
That is
real.
You know what I mean? A lot of shit I say, it just be like,
I've had clients who are bartenders, they call people sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And there was a girl I was dating at one time, and they had an interaction, she called me sweetheart.
Yeah.
And the girl I was dating at the time was terribly offended by by a bartender calling a sweetheart, not in a bar setting.
Yeah.
All right, so what about...
spunky.
What about overly sensitive women? What do you call them, Dex?
I can't stand a cry-quit-ass woman. If crying is your immediate go-to, that doesn't pull at my heartstrings. It won't get the reaction that you want.
You don't like sensitive women?
No, I do like emotionally aware women.
Overly sensitive. You know, no. Overly sensitive.
I am a fan of emotionally aware women.
Okay.
Using crying as a crutch, I think, is despicable.
Right, like you can cry when Kobe died, but
yeah, and when Kobe died, you cry. I understand that.
Right, but if I'm just late from coming home from the gym,
right, and you don't like my reason that I caught a traffic, and now you teary eyed. It's not going to do what you wanted to do.
I don't know what to do when people cry. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what to do with my hands. Am I supposed to hug you? Am I supposed to?
When people cry, I don't understand why. I like do this.
Oh my God.
I just look down and just be sad. I try to look sad with them.
No, nah, don't need it. See, Jude, now I say I got a problem with that. Huh? Cause you supporting that.
No, I'm not supporting it. I gotta hear what a nigga's saying. And if a nigga talking to me crying, I just be like,
I just kind of have an empty stare. Like,
try this.
Yeah, okay. Okay, turn that to Dex and turn it. You can see you. I know we're having a gentleman conversation, but we can still be compassionate for somebody crying in our face.
But if I understand or think of the reason that you're crying is valid from my own personal standpoint.
Nah,
I'm gonna need more context.
I don't care what you're crying for. Me on the
don't need
give it that. What you crying for? If you crying in front of me, I care and it's valid.
Oh. I'm
a Cancer. I'm sensitive.
Yeah, okay. Never mind. That explains.
No, but I'm sensitive. I feel like I'm sensitive. I'm not finna cry sensitive. I'm finna beat your ass sensitive. Like,
yeah.
I'm offended sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, right there when you see, I'm like,
yeah.
Like,
okay, what's
I'm a
Cancer. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Like,
that's what that means. So it's like a sensitivity to emotion.
Everything. It's an emotional awareness.
Exactly.
Hmm.
So if maybe you more tapped in than I am. Me as a Virgo, I'm not as tapped in.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? I need
I'm tapped in.
But I always need context.
I don't need context. I
like,
just
explain
need
to me why you're crying.
I just need them to stop crying. Talk to me regular. I guess because I only cry like twice a year. Maybe.
You cry twice a year.
Yeah, maybe. Barely.
I cried to 3 Netflix movies and series this year. Aww. No, I don't like it. Don't pass it.
See, I told you I can have the 2 men. I told you.
Don't keep saying that.
I told you. You keep doing it to yourself. Nobody is told to say that.
Saying that. I told you I can have the 2 men. Like, you gonna be out somewhere? And there's gonna be 2 homeboys, pussyless.
I have
not
guns.
Not paying for nails.
I have guns.
And they go, not in the club, you don't. They gonna push up on you while you're at the bar drinking.
But who do I know though? Who's one phone call away?
Jesus.
If I'm in the bar, I know it's men in Atlanta that I could call. Even if
can they get there quicker than the. But you can handle 2 men? That's my concern. That's my concern. Don't keep telling everybody I can handle 2 men.
I can though.
Look, I think it's a great time for the next in this
club. Ain't no man gonna try me like that.
And nobody gonna try you, sis.
Yeah, there we go.
You just phrasing
it. Because I feel like, you know, y'all a phone call away. Even if I just had y'all on speakerphone.
Nah, I pull up.
I know you would. Even if I just had y'all on speakerphone, that's enough. Because any man that feel like they could try a woman like that, not gonna try a woman like that once they hear a man on the phone.
My bad.
Yeah.
I'm just understanding what the hell y'all talking. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about right now? Okay, you said two niggas in the middle of the night, like armed guys, like you can't handle two men. Like,
you know, like, you know what I mean? Like,
no.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think the next index card is
very. I can handle myself. I can handle myself in conversation.
Stop telling yourself you're ready for two men.
I can handle.
And I understand what you're saying.
I can handle it.
Yeah,
it's a twist on words.
I support your journey.
You know what a red flag is? Another red flag? Not moving on to the next index card.
Amen.
What y'all think about the 50-50 debate?
Different strokes for different folks. However you were raised, that's how you were raised. You're not going to be swayed by if I say you shouldn't be go 50-50 or the guy should pay. You're not going to listen to me and hear nothing. However you were raised, keep doing that. But be respectful about it because we all didn't come up under that same fruit and that same tree. So if you come into contact with somebody who's not, if somebody be like, oh, you ready to go have a half, don't kill the nigga. Don't post it online and they can feel bad and shame his family.
Yeah.
Just say, oh, damn, this is how to be my boyfriend. This is how to be my person of interest. And if that person don't accept that, oh man, shake hands. Goddamn, like I say, ready want some zashes on the way home or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I mean, just go to
move
separate
on.
Ways. Yeah.
I think if I could pay for everything, I think that's great.
Yeah.
And I think on the days where I can't, if you're not happy going half and half, let's stay home. Cause I like being home with you too.
Yeah.
All right. And half and half is a loaded situation too.
It's
because you're not finna sit here and bust down a chick.
No, yeah. We're both sending our debit cards in.
Right. We're talking about half and half like shit. Today, oh shit, I'm going by the store. You want something from the store? Okay, cool. Bet. Oh shit, I just ordered some Uber Eats. You want something? I'm finna lock it in. Okay, cool. It's like.
But I ain't gonna lie though. On the day when my shit not like,
yeah,
I'm not even gonna fake it.
Yeah.
We never had to go out and do half and half.
Yeah.
It's going to be like either we stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
Or you pay for this.
Yeah.
Because today, I ain't spending no money today.
Right.
And this shit don't look like I want it. But guess what? Domestic dates ready to cook.
That's what I'm saying. If you cook already, then what can you a nigga really be mad about other than the
right?
But what that means to them.
Yeah, but if we at home cooking, and you eating good, I mean good. We spending time together. Everything look good to me.
No, I'm talking about the look of, like, if you if you say, hey, baby, I might not be able to goddamn do this, this and the third, but I handled it already. I cooked. I prepared this.
Took care of it.
And if a person's still mad at that, you're not mad because you're hungry. You're mad because you wanted the look of.
Yeah.
To eat.
Yeah, send that bitch to the
All right.
Yeah, send that bitch to the
wood. Yeah, like you say, don't let the door not hit her with a good Lord split her.
Amen. For sure.
So I believe it is a personal thing. And I don't believe the streets need to know who paying what.
Right.
I feel like that.
It might be my birthday. She paying there. It might be my birthday.
Right. I have no pride in it. If I paid for the check, I paid for the check. Like, who the fuck cares? It could be his money on the car. It's none of your fucking business.
Right.
It definitely doesn't matter.
It's none of your business. So I feel like that whole debate was taken a little bit too far. It was like a month-long debate. I'm like, can we move on from that?
Well, that's a young nigga debate. Boy, nobody give a fuck.
have relationships.
Right.
Love debating and creating narratives about relationships, which goes back to my point that if you don't have what you're advising me on, then I don't want or need your advice.
Yeah.
Grooming is the next red flag for men. Toes, how the lady toes look, hairy armpits was submitted.
You want to go first, Jewel?
I have no preference.
Yeah, I go then. All right. I prefer cleanly shaving. If it's not cleanly shaving, I just like it neat. Well, Chris Hill, you don't know. I'm working my way up. That Ron Jeremy, 70s Bush. If it's neat, I can rock with it.
Okay.
Armpits. If I can pull it with my thumb and forefinger, it's too long. Do I understand that days happen in between you shaving and your next reshave? Yes, I do. Grooming is important. Hair retains odor. If you work out every day and you got a full armpit, armpit of hair, you probably a little musty.
Yeah.
That may be hurting your dating life.
All right. So what y'all think about women with multiple baby moms women with multiple baby dads with no accountability?
Life be life and we all trying to figure it out.
Right.
How many? What's the limit?
There is no limit, bro. If it's I don't give a damn, girl, got 100 baby daddies, bro. Salute to her, man.
She's
trying her best.
Like just like niggas trying to figure it out, women trying to figure it out. So, in circumstances where you might have been a problem, in circumstances where he might have been a problem. And it's not for anybody who wasn't involved in that situation to point the finger at either one of you.
Right. Some kids make a mistake, and guess what? They get a slap on the wrist and get ISS. Some kids make a mistake and end up in juvenile because the action they did led to somebody getting hit, manslaughter by a car or some shit. So it's not up to the person to be like, well, this little kid is better than this little kid, and the same as adults and women. They fall in love with these men. A man's telling them what they want to hear and don't end up being who they thought he might gonna be or he was.
And even if he fucked it up, he might have had his best intentions and just realized like, well, shit, I signed up for shit I really can't fulfill. And she may have said, you know, I could be a housewife.
Yeah.
I could be a good mother. And you might not be shit just like he is shit. So I can't turn around and point the finger at that man and be like,
nah, I can't point a finger at the woman is what she was saying. She was saying how many baby daddies. I'm saying I can't point a finger at the woman at all ever in the situation just because was she a hopeless romantic? She fell in love? She tried to make it work, but this nigga didn't work? This nigga kept cheating on her, she left? This nigga kept cheating on her, she left again? Damn. She knew she had two baby daddies when she chose to leave the second nigga. That's a strong-ass woman. That's a strong-ass motherfucking woman who knows she got three baby daddies and still make the choice to goddamn leave. She know how that shit look. She know how that shit gonna be moving forward in her dating life. So, shit, that's a strong woman. I applaud women who got the nerve to leave.
Wow. That was beautiful. That was gonna be my third time crying this year. I brought a tear to cry.
I think in that situation, sometimes it's like it's a strong woman and they just got unfortunate circumstances.
Yeah.
But I also think there's the other end of the spectrum where women might have been in their whole phase and hope better. You know what I'm saying? Like you might have been out fucking off and doing this and doing that, and you find yourself pregnant.
Yeah.
And you hope that you can muster up the assets or skills to be like, oh, I'm gonna keep this one. We all fighting a good fight.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Sometimes you hope better and hope better. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie. Women, they know what I'm saying. We've made different decisions.
There
should have multiple baby dads, and we just made different decisions. However, from my perspective, with the men with multiple baby dads, I feel like I feel like there should be some sort of accountability walking into that. So women are hopeless romantics. So I like that. We do fall into traps time after time again. Men set those traps. With that being said, men come to us with several traps that they've set, left them there, and they want to come and set another trap over here.
I don't think men are the only people trapping now. Let's not do that. We both know that men aren't the only people trapping. So I hate to victimize either sex.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, I think no matter the circumstance, we should first give women the grace.
Grace, okay.
Because sometimes they get deceived.
Yeah.
and things don't work out their way.
Yeah.
But sometimes the women are literally the trappers.
You're right. I can't
But at the end of the day, though, regardless of whether it's a, if a baby is made, the nigga knew the risk. He knew the risk and he knew what the potential possibilities of fucking somebody raw could be.
Okay.
So again, if you take that risk, then you understand that, like, if I get her pregnant, whether I fuck with her or not, that's my responsibility.
Okay.
Whether she shit or not, when you pull that rubber off and you...
That could be misconstrued.
Nah, but either way, though, if you yourself put that rubber off or negate to put one on, you understand the circumstances. So again, if you put a baby in somebody, they know it was a accidental situation.
Yeah. Y'all, we didn't lay know. Down.
Y'all both laid down. You put that,
yeah.
If you put that dick in it, you knew what you potentially are signing up for. So even in those situations, I think women should be given some grace, regardless of their intentions,
yeah.
Because a man still has a level of accountability to be like, oh, I'm not ready to be a father.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be with you. So today I'm going to put a condom on or turn that pussy down.
Mm. These are all things I need to teach my son. But, you know, as a mom, it's kind of difficult to, it's lost in translation. I'm going to make him listen to this. So we ain't even get through half of these, but I want to do one.
Oh, let's rush through all of them.
I want to do one more because, Juju, you got kids? I don't think you got kids.
No.
You know what's a red flag to me personally? And I could cut this out of the episode if it's sensitive.
Yeah.
Men over 35 with no kids.
I ain't got no motherfucking kids.
That is a red flag to me.
I ain't got no motherfucking kids.
So
I got baby trauma. I got baby trauma.
You ain't gotta talk about it.
No, I'm gonna talk about it.
Okay.
I don't say my name. Y'all good. I done been in delivery rooms. I done had my hopes up. I done did everything a nigga supposed to do who think they his kids.
Mm.
I done been to the doctor visits. I done been to the appointments. I done been to the birth. But just like they was in the streets, I was in the streets. So you can red flag me, but I'm still a nigga with a college degree to run his own business. And don't need nobody for nothing.
Because as a mother of a son, once again, that is one of my worst fears. I don't want to experience that. And I hate that you had to experience that. I'm going to just go ahead and say that. So moment of silence for that, because that's not nice for a man to have to go through that. And we don't discuss that enough in our community.
Well, let me explain to you. So when I was out running the streets, I was in Atlanta. I was a big fucking off.
Oh, God.
I always had a father. So every situation where I potentially could have, where I had been on the, where I had stood up and it might be my baby,
mm-hmm.
I should say that, regardless of what the situation is when, instead of saying, I'm going to wait until you had this baby or figure out if it's mine.
You did what you were supposed to do.
Well, and they weren't my girlfriends. I'll say that first, too.
Okay.
They weren't my girlfriends. And in some cases, they even had niggas, but I was out there like that. So I always had a fear that, one, I would have to deal with 18 or 21 years of resentment because I wasn't there for a child that is mine. So the only responsible decision for me to make was to be present regardless of what the other participants were doing, just in case. And did it work out in my favor? No, it did not. But if I had to do it again tomorrow, I'd do the same thing.
Wow. I'm proud of you for saying that. You didn't have to, but thank you.
Yeah.
But I was just being honest. That was a red flag. But because I've met you, I do give grace because you don't know people's story. Even for women that are over 35, that is a red flag. Matter of fact, that was brought to me by a man. They said women over 35 that don't have kids are a red flag. And I was like, well, I know women that have been through some shit. I know women that have, you know, had miscarriages that have lost, you know, an ovary. So what do you mean that's a red flag? Like, you know, as a feminist, I took offense to that and I immediately began to think of it from the other shoe. And then you were one of the people that came up. So
between miscarriages, and this is like a very personal piece of my life. Between miscarriages and I thought I was a daddy, that's not my baby.
Yeah.
I can have six motherfucking kids, but I ain't got one. So you can shame me if you want, but you can kiss my ass.
And I don't, and you know what? Red flags aren't shaming, you guys. Red flags aren't shaming. But to an extent, it does bring up a question, well, how did you make it this far? And I think that is a conversation that people that are dating past the first date should ask.
Yeah, thoughts. Pull out game nasty is what I say.
Thoughts or no?
They be like, that's what the luxury is.
Okay, thoughts, Juju?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we all get to where we are during through different paths. Like, I got here to this journey without kids because, like, I was in long relationship. I was in a five-year relationship, and then a 6-year relationship, and then like a 5. You know what I mean? Back to back. And so in those situations, in those relationships, I was only messing with them. But at the same time, I never saw myself complete just yet. My dreams and my goals are so important to me that they have been the focus this whole time. They have been...
They supersede the baby thing.
Right. I'm like, okay, I have a baby, but I know that once I have a baby, I have to be responsible. And if a nigga know he ain't responsible, he should not have kids. And that's
for sure.
Who's sitting in front of you. I had to been responsible enough to say, you know what? I'm going to have a life to be in charge of from now on. Like, nigga, I'm still selfish as hell. I want some goddamn Chick-fil-A. You know what I mean? I still got a lot wrong with me. And I feel like that's what keeps me. And I still want certain things that I feel like, dang. But which is also still, I understand the bad in that because you can't just always wait till you're prepared for your blessing. You can't wait till you.
Because you ain't never really ready.
Right.
And so what people say.
Right. So I see that part of it. But at the same time, when we talk about bringing life in the world, I want to be at least financially okay to be able to bring it in. Me, in my adult life, I've never been financially okay enough to be like, I'm going to make that decision.
And you don't really want to be okay. You really want to be up.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I can definitely understand why it's a red flag. So that's how I land on that red flag list. You feel me?
Right.
Well, grace is given. And that's why I wanted to talk about that. I really appreciate y'all giving y'all perspective on that topic. I wasn't ready. I was 21.
Yeah.
And
we ain't never ready. Let's be clear about that.
Right.
There's a few people that are actually ready. Like all that faking and flies and like, oh, it's just so no.
No one's ever ready for kids.
There's very few people who are planning to get pregnant to have this baby in this circumstance.
And even when they do
with all the dynamics of your relationship.
Yeah.
Right.
Like you're like, you know, this may be my first. Maybe isn't solidifying your decision to get pregnant. No, you got pregnant. And y'all both decided to stay with that or deal with that. And I think that should also be acknowledged.
And like he said, I hit a moment where I wanted more kids, but my career came first.
Yeah.
And now I'm here. I was in a 12-year relationship. And I said, we're going to wait. And now it's like, well, shit, I'm 39. Like, what the fuck?
You know what? Let me green flag that red flag then, right?
Okay.
I think that's, everybody ain't going to like this. I think that's slick Atlanta's plight, right? Atlanta is so full of career-driven, ambitious Black women that that a lot, I would say a majority of women in this wonderful city we live in have prioritized so many other things and not to their fault.
I agree.
That we go out and we see women who got bottle service and who are spending thousands of dollars a night who don't have children. Maybe because things didn't line up or they were focused on other ambitions other than being a mother. Like maybe they wanted to be successful in this business venture. They wanted to be successful in this field of work that, and I had to diminish like what it takes to get there, but we lose time of track. I mean, we lose track of time.
Yeah, time is not our friend. And
you look up and you're 35, you're 38, you're 39, you're 40.
Specifically women. You guys, Robert De Niro, right? He just had a baby. He's 80. So y'all can keep doing it. But time is not on our side. And it's speeding up for some reason. Since the end of 2019, the shit that sped up, that was just yesterday, now in 2024. And now we're like, well, oh, shit, I want to have kids. So, you know, I think that is why the man brought that to my attention and said that's a red flag for women over 35. And I, as a feminist, I explained to him, like, wait a minute. Like, you know.
I think sometimes men, even though it's not owed to us, mm-hmm. may want an explanation. Like, and you have to accept whatever answer comes. So, like, you know, if you meet a woman, she's 37, you said, why don't you have any children? You could be like, I was in a shit relationship for 10 years. Yeah. Or you could be like, I've really been focusing on my career.
It's a conversation that needs to be had. And it has to
There's no judgment, though.
Yeah, it has to be no judgment. And it has to be no had judgment. Sooner than later, you guys. Don't wait until the 3-month mark to have that conversation with someone. Like, immediately ask that. You know, maybe not the first date.
So why don't you have kids?
Yeah.
And sometimes it may be as simple as, well, I don't want no motherfucking kids. I'm selfish. I want to travel. And I'm not saying selfish, it's something negative. I'd rather focus my energy on traveling, really invested in my job and my career. I want to have all the things I want to have and don't have to focus on a little person. Yeah. And all those are acceptable answers.
And also it could be, I can't have kids. So what the fuck is you asking me this rude-ass question?
For sure.
And you got to, once again, no judgment, you got to accept that as an answer.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to accept that as an answer.
Bitch, I can't have babies. So, so get the fuck out of my
friend. Men and women, you got to accept that. Right. You know, don't clown the person for that. Just be like, okay, I respect that.
Yeah, and if you're asking people about children, you don't have children, you really need to find better use of your motherfucking time other than dissecting somebody else's life. Like, you don't have the job you want. You don't have the man you want. You don't have no motherfucking children. What are you doing casually grilling people about what their motherfucking ambitions and life goals are?
Well, I'm not going to finish the list this time. Because we had an hour and seven minutes.
I ain't going to read them.
But hopefully we can do this another time. I really appreciate y'all's perspective because it was totally different from my girls. Totally different. Totally different. It was filled with way more laughs and I feel like you guys were very honest and direct also. Not saying the women weren't because mm-hmm. they were. I just didn't expect y'all to be this honest and direct. So I appreciate that.
We're progressive, educated black men.
Yes.
Nothing to see here.
All right. Thank y'all for listening. And thank y'all for sitting down with me.
I hope this is the outro. Picture me living, bitch.
That's it. Why you go up on the mic like that?
Because I want to make sure the mic got it.